This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Happy Thanksgiving from 92.9 The Game to you. John Fricke with you on this Thanksgiving morning just after 11 o'clock, taking you to 12:30, 404-726-0929 as we discuss. I guess a lot of people want to talk about the Falcons, which is fine by me. We're going to get into college football too as well. I did ask the question, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Ahead of clean old-fashioned hate tomorrow. Georgia is Tech's hated rival. Is Tech Georgia's most hated rival? I just need a Georgia fan to tell me that. It may be. I don't know. I mean, Georgia has so many rivals, of which I'm envious because as a Nebraska fan, we don't have any. We have no rivals. We had one really big one, Oklahoma, that was taken away from us by Texas, took it away from us, literally took it away from us. And then we had another with Colorado that was kind of our second rival, and that was taken away from us. But they left the Big 12, so did we. So that went away. And then there's this fake one that we have against Iowa. It's fake. It's a fake rivalry, okay? Just fake. That's just a question. I am curious about that. And if you want to jump in on all this college football mess, we can. By the way, I'll get into it tomorrow a little bit. Maybe I could get into it a little bit later on. I really got to tell you, I think there's only one spot open. I think there's one spot that might be. I think eight teams are already in the college football. Eight. And if you're an Alabama fan, you're sweating it. Okay, I'm just telling you. 404-726-0929, because you're one of the teams that's on the outs right now. 404-726-0929. We have a triple header of games today. Packers-Lions, that's the first game I'm taking you to. Classic Lions Thanksgiving Day game, and a huge one against the Packers, because the Packers in second place at 7-3-1 behind the 8-3 Bears. The Lions at 7-4 are currently in third in the NFC North. 4:30 today, we'll have live coverage of the Chiefs and the Cowboys. Critical game. The Chiefs are, you know, knocking on the door, not being in the playoffs. They're 6-5. Cowboys trying to build on that win over the Eagles. Bengals and Ravens. By the way, if you're one of the people holding out any sort of weird hope that the Falcons could possibly work their way in, I'm just telling you right now, wild card is probably out of the question. The only way they're going to work their way in is to win the division. I've seen, well, you know, if the Cowboys lose today. No, guys, they'd have to win their last six and hope that they somehow win the division. Wild card, just the tiebreakers, they don't win any of them. Last year, you had all the tiebreakers until the broke down liar got hurt. You had all of them. You're 6-3 and owned three tiebreakers over the Bucks. Three. And, yeah, okay. Bengals and Ravens at 8:20. So Packers, Lions, Chiefs, Cowboys, Bengals, Ravens. Back-to-back-to-back live on Sports Radio 92 on the game beginning at 12:30. Noel, have you ever heard a Southern phrase that goes, you got to dance with what brung you?
Yep, or dance who brought you to the dance, yep.
Yeah, different ways to say it. What it means for you got to dance with what brung you means, you know, you got to live with the choices that you've made at the moment, okay? So the Falcons have to dance with what brought you. They got to live with the choices they made to the moment. But it does not mean you can't change things moving forward, okay? So we have to talk about, I want everybody to try to orient with me because I'm hearing it too much, I'm seeing it too much on X, and I'm hearing it too much on the radio. While the decisions that you made in recent years, you know, over the last year, 2 years, okay, let's just go to that time period here, 3, 5, whatever you want to go to, have affected where you are at the moment, without question, for better or worse, without question, they've of course they have, okay? We can't do anything about those decisions, okay? They're done. They're as far back as Tommy Nobis being drafted number one in the very first draft in 1966, okay? They're just done. It's over, okay? So we can only look forward here. But to look backwards is that to look forward right now, which is to say the Falcons are in the process of doing what they've done in this 8-year non-playoff run, which is to suck just not enough. And just not enough suckage. Again, if you take out the COVID year, you can't take it out. But the COVID year in 2020 where Dan Quinn got fired, they were 4-12, okay? And then that's when Raheem Morris was elevated the first time to interim coach, okay? And then, of course, not retained. They wanted to bring him back. And they hired Arthur Smith. But in that COVID year, in this 8-year run since the Philadelphia playoff game in 2017, in December of 2017, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, 7-10, of course, last year, 8-9. Everything has been just not enough suck, not good enough to make the playoffs, and not suck enough to be able to reset your franchise by dropping down and getting, like, the number one pick and being able to take a Matt Ryan or a, you know, a Julio Jones or something like that without having to trade that way the hell up to get him. Yeah, it's just been not enough suck, you know? And so, at the moment, the Falcons are where they are. What do we do about it moving forward? Okay, that's all I'm asking. Here, let's go back to Chuck here. Is Chuck still with us? Oh, Chuck, you can come on back. Chuck, the Steeler fan. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Coleman. Hey, Coleman. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I haven't talked to you in a while, gentlemen. You all right? Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.
So also today is my birthday, too. Every 5 years it hits my birthday, I'm 36. Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday, happy Thanksgiving. So wait, which comes first, pumpkin pie or cake?
I don't know, man. That's a tough one to decide. It's whatever one.
So what do people get you on your birthday? Wait, hang on, Colbin. What do people get you? What do people get you on your birthday? Do they get you like a bottle of Tums? I mean, what do they do?
Well, I don't know. I'm about to go see my grandmother in Houston, and she says she got a gift for me, and then I'm going over to my brother's in Monroe to spend Thanksgiving, I guess, my birthday over there, because I'm off today, and I'm paid, so I get paid all day.
The problem is you don't get to pick the birthday meal.
I just get whatever comes right there.
Yeah. All right, sorry, Colby, go ahead.
But not so fast, John, not so fast about that playoff thing. I'm just like you. Well, I'll just have to say that there is a chance. Like, these guys can lose. The Panthers are probably going to lose. Like, the Panthers and the Bucks can lose. We're playing if-and scenarios, but I'm just letting you know it might play out like we might get in there. You're just like, oh, no, it's over with. No, but going forward, yeah, I think we –
Here's what we'll do, John. We're going to go game at a time. Hang on, stop. Just for our debate here. The wild card.
Well, let's beat the Jets first.
Yeah, I understand that. I appreciate that. The wild card's out the window, most likely. Okay, so you're going to have to win the division.
But how do you know that? You don't know that, John.
Well, because you're 1-3 right now in the division. You're 3-4 in the conference. You lost heads up to teams like San Francisco. You lost heads up to teams like Carolina. You're 0-2 against them. So you're not – the wild card is not in your favor at the moment, okay? So you're not wrong. So I think if you want to make the playoffs, 5-1 takes you to 9-8. Does 9-8 get you in? Because you're going to lose.
Better 7-9.
Well, 9-8 – All right, does it get you into a wild card? Because you would likely at 9-8, the best you could hope for is probably to tie Tampa for the division title, and you might lose the wild card because you're behind the wild card. My point is, I think to get into the playoffs, yes, you'd have to run the table.
That's possible, and you don't know what the other teams get. They can go on losing streaks. But anyways, okay. As I was saying, so going forward, I think I like what they're doing under the center. Kirk Cousins is doing good. The offensive line can block better like that, I believe. Him going under center and running the offense that they want to run. You know what I mean, John? So that being said, hopefully we get.
I would say that you know the other teams have exploited. You know, right tackle. I mean, you lost Caleb McGarry, who was suddenly your blindside tackle for the year. Elijah Wilkinson has been down, and that's what's been a problem. But you can scheme Michael Penix, you know, by, you know, other ways. And I still think it's a coaching situation where, you know, I don't know.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't even fire them yet. No, you're talking about letting them go. I was like, oh, they're butt. But then. There's actually talent on this team, and when it comes together, it looks good. And then we're all like, "Oh, well, what
they
did good."
But is Kirk Cousins any good? I mean,
he is. I like him.
He is. Did you miss the Miami game? Because last time I checked, Miami when they
he
was awful.
But that was okay. Because he didn't think that way. This is his team now. So I think he feels a more confident. I think that's a more confidence thing, John.
Okay. No, I can't get into the Brooke Don Meyer's head. So I guess. I mean,
well, no, I'm just saying.
You have to understand that I'm. You know, I'll root for him, but I'm never. Just so that we're clear, Coleman.
I'm keeping Jeff Ulbrich.
I'm never going to forgive him.
I like Jeff Ulbrich.
Okay. Well, I'm never going to forgive Jeff Cousins.
Oh yeah, well nobody will. But look, he Jeff Ulbrich. I think he does a good.
He lied to all of us twice to our face.
Man, it's just football. Okay, all right, we're just playing games, and if we keep winning, that everybody will be like, "Oh, Kurt Cobain is back, and do you like that is back?" So I don't care about all that other nonsense. Let's just play football.
Yeah,
but I'll keep Jeff Ulbrich.
But let me ask you a question. I'll get to Ulbrich in a second.
And our defense is nasty.
The defense has some talent. It's soft up front in the middle of the
interior. No, they're gross. I look at the defensive line when I watch football.
Yeah, I know. They got to get fixed. I want to ask you a question about
Cousins.
All right. Is it the worst? Could it possibly be that the worst thing for this franchise, okay, would be that Kirk Cousins plays well enough that they get to like 8-9 and again, just suck well enough that they're not in the playoffs? But that they're also not going to have a high draft pick. And, of course, they're not going to have their first-round draft pick anyway this year.
I disagree. Because it's on game-to-game basis now. Look at Tampa Bay. They're 6-5, right? And then Carolina's 6-6.
Hang on.
Okay, sorry. Let me do it again. Go ahead.
Just follow me for a second. Is it the worst thing? Okay. Is it the worst thing possible that Kirk Cousins could play just well enough that the team doesn't get into the playoffs, okay? But they have no other option because Michael Penix coming out of surgery looks like maybe now there's some talk as to whether or not he'll even be back.
It comes late next season. Yeah, no, I don't see. Then they might have to. No, man, that's a tough one, John. I just say play it out, and like who knows, we can make a playoff run. The Falcons are tattooed on me. We can win a Super Bowl anytime. I'm just letting you know right now, we're discussing, and on defense, we have linebackers and safeties.
Yeah, I know twice this coaching staff to get us to the playoffs, let alone the Super Bowl.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, look, I believe high and mighty on the Falcons and since 1989, so hopefully they'll get stuff straight, John, okay?
I'm with you.
You and your family and have a great
– Happy – no, Colin. Happy birthday, dude.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
That's cool.
There's another one.
Thanksgiving. Yeah, every 5 years. I always wondered about the folks that have birthdays, you know, that my father-in-law's birthday is like, oh man, I'm going to get in so much trouble here if my wife hears about this. It's like within 4 or 5 days of Christmas. I don't know the exact date. It's like December 19th.
Oh, we might share a birthday, me and your father-in-law.
I always kind of felt bad for all the people that had birthdays like on Christmas Day. You know, or maybe it's the coolest thing in the world. I don't know.
When it's all you know, John.
My birthday's 6 months away from Christmas. So I get like, you know, my birthday's in June. So it's like as far away from Christmas as you could possibly get. So, you know. No, I appreciate Coleman. I just wonder, again, Falcons don't suck enough to be able to reset their team and Look, if Kirk Cousins plays well enough that they go to 8-9 and they go, well, we don't have Michael Penix next year, we got to bring Kirk back. Oh my God, what does that mean that you're bringing Raheem and Zach back? Is that do you want Raheem Morris, Zach Robinson, and Kirk Cousins on this team on opening day 2020? Okay. All right. Quick break as we continue on this Thanksgiving Day. And that's pretty cool that Coleman has a birthday. And God love him for being optimistic. Normally that would be me. Oh, you're such a homer. You're dead. And right now I'm not optimistic at all. I think we're stuck in a wheel of suck. I'm just sucking up. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
So I here in the commercial break, I came out of, I now have, Noel, I have the Man Cave Studio. I know it's still the Northern Kia Studio, but I want to call it the Man Cave Studio, because now that I've, my beautiful bride has helped build this man cave. So I go, and by the way, I outkicked my coverage when I married my wife. Okay.
Sounds amazing. How many pictures, John?
How many what?
Said, how many pictures of this man cave?
Oh yeah, when it's all done, I'm like 80% of the way there. I posted some. You know what? If you go to my Twitter, X at John Fricke, or my Facebook, which is both my name, JohnFricke. I'm the only John Fricke on there. You can see, and just go down, you'll see I posted pictures on both Facebook and X. You may have just go down, I don't know, 7 or 8 stories or posts on X to find it, but I did post some. But anyway, I left the Man Cave Studio here, and I get out of the Man Cave Studio, and I go upstairs, And like I say, I kick my coverage. My wife's gorgeous, and she's smart. She's funny, and she's very, you know, wonderful woman, right? And my best friend, and all that kind of good stuff. But when I when I was dating back in the day, which I dated her, that was 40 years ago. I used to like my women sweet and spicy. Okay, sort of like my food. And then she taught me savory. I walk upstairs and bam. Man, all that sage and all that, you know, oregano and all the butter, and she makes this cinnamon butter. Have you ever been to Texas Roadhouse, Noelle?
Yes, I love their cinnamon butter.
She makes a copycat Texas Roadhouse cinnamon butter. Oh, she gets yeast rolls, and they're already up there eating them. And then my wife is one of these people. God love her. She has a hollow leg. She's like, ah, just eat this, and she doesn't gain a pound. Like, oh. Me, I gain a pound or two. I eat whatever I want. 404-726-0929. All this with my daughter here. My daughter, oh, get this. Before I get back into this, just a personal note. Tomorrow is going to really be tough on me. I've got to go do a show from 10 to 2:30. Not that that's the hard part. But at 10 in the morning when I start the show, my daughter is leaving. There's a U-Haul that's sitting in the driveway, okay? And it's loaded. It's 15-footer. She's got her apartment in it, and she took a new job. She was director of major events for the Home Depot backyard, and now she's moving to become the senior director of muckety, 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 who the hell knows, with the Chicago Stars of the NWSL. So she's moving to Chicago. And tomorrow at 10 a.m., she came in last night. She's leaving to go up to her new place in the West Loop in Chicago. And then I get off at 2:30, and I'm driving her car, because her car's here. I'm driving her car up, because somebody's got to take it up, so she has a car up there. And so I'm taking it up, you know, off the Dan Ryan and onto the Eisenhower, for those of you who know Chicago. And I'm dropping it off to her, so she can have her car. And then, of course, the car's loaded with some stuff, too, so that I got to take that out. And then I'm going to take the U-Haul, right? And I'm going to drive the U-Haul from Chicago back to Bloomington. Okay, so I got to get off the air, drive a car up to Chicago to the West Loop, turn around, drive a U-Haul back to and the reason I have to do that quick turnaround here, and Chicago's not that far from Bloomington, it's 3.5 hours. It's like Atlanta to Nashville, Nashville to Atlanta, okay? But the reason I got to do the quick turnaround is because if I don't get out immediately and drive back to Bloomington, 12 inches of snow is going to hit Chicago on Saturday. A foot of snow is due to hit Chicago on Saturday. I got to get out of Dodge. I got to leave. A foot of snow. Oh, God. It's going to be like, welcome to Chicago, honey. Yeah. Enjoy that. Place she's living is great, though, so she'll be fine, but she'll be stuck for like 4 days. Matter of fact, I just told her, I said, when I get off the air here, we're going to have to run to the Kroger to get her a bunch of food because she doesn't have any food, right? So I got to get her a bunch of food, you know, that she can eat over the next, you know, who knows, 4 to 5 days, you're going to get stuck in? Who knows? Oh, man. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Todd on this Thanksgiving Day. Hey, Todd, happy Thanksgiving. Todd's gone. We lose Todd? Noel? Let's go to Phil. 404-726-0929. Let's go to Phil. He's on with John. Hey, Phil.
Ricky, how are you doing, sir? Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, to you as well.
You there?
Yeah, I am.
All right. Hey, I'm sorry about you going to Chicago. I know all about it. First of all, we go back a long ways. I grew up, I was born in 64, Falcons fan. Tommy Nobis, got to meet him when I was 5. That was 1970. Roll Tide, and what the Falcons need to do is let's just play out the season, sir.
Okay.
Play it out. See what happens. How about a quarterback from – he's not going to be back next year. All right? He's not. Let's play Kirk Cousins. Let's get it done. Let's try to make the playoffs. We can't live what happened before, just like you see it. And here's another thing. How about the quarterback from Alabama? You might could get him in the third round. Something to come in to be a backup.
Backup
if
to who?
If we get rid of Kirk Cousins.
Wait, backup to who?
Huh?
Backup to who?
Well, if you're going to cut Kirk Cousins after the year on a $50 million thing, at least you got a quarterback to get you through.
You're going to play a rookie quarterback next year?
What else are you going to do? Are you going to go after some of these lame brains that's whatever?
No, it's a fair question. No, this is a fair question. This is why I'm concerned. I think they're going to look at the market here. If Penix isn't going to be back at the beginning of the year.
He's not. He's not, okay, John. He's not.
Okay, right. So, Phil, play it out with me. I agree. I mean, it's possible. Now I'm reading stuff where he said, you know, his whole, you know, next year in its entirety is in question. So what do you do at quarterback? That's why I'm saying, right, we so certain that Kirk Cousins won't be back because unless you get a new head coach who's willing to play a rookie quarterback, and again, you don't have a first-round pick, so do you really want to go to the Desmond Ridder third-round quarterback route as your starting quarterback? You're going to have to get a veteran quarterback in here, and there's really not much to pick from. Unless you really want to, you know, make a big play for Joe Flacco, that would be about it. Because there's literally
nothing
else out there.
What is Joe Flacco going to do, sir? I mean, honestly.
I mean, he's going to take the best offer that offers him, that's for sure.
Right. So, and I know you're on time. Hey, Georgia Tech and Georgia, we need Eddie Lee Lacy and Herschel Walker to be the running backs in this ball game.
We need who? Herschel Walker and who?
Eddie Lee Lacy. You remember him?
Eddie Lee Ivory.
Eddie Lee Ivory. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You remember that? I was on the sideline. I got to meet him personally and back in my younger days, and I can tell you I'm as old as you are, John. But anyway, that's my thing. On what are we going to do if the Falcons go 8-9 or 10-7 or what?
Well, 10-7, you got to. You're talking about you have to win all six games that are remaining.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, that's probably not going to happen. But, that's my point. I appreciate it, Phil. Happy Thanksgiving to you. I do appreciate you taking the time to call in here. Yeah. Eddie Lee Ivory, Al Serraldo, my first job in this business was at WGST Radio. It's where I met Steve Holman. This is how old I am, okay? So in 1979, at WGST Radio, and I have a matter of fact, I'm looking right here at a WGST mic flag that's right in front of me, News Radio 92, on Far Road in Buckhead, okay? The sports department, that was 9:20 a.m., was an all, GST, by the way, stands for Georgia School of Technology. You might not know that. Anyway, so WGST was an all-news radio station, and the sports department was 19-year-old me, Steve Holman, and Brad Nessler. That was a sports department at WGST Radio in 1979. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. But my first job, so I was getting like $10 a game to go cover the Flames and the Falcons and the Chiefs and whatnot, Braves, and producing the nighttime sportscast for Steve or for Brad, okay, and mostly Brad. And I ran the board and produced for the Georgia Tech games, okay? I'm 19. And Al Serraldo was the play-by-play guy. Stop. Good. Georgia Tech. I mean, Al Serraldo, the great Al Serraldo, right? And Eddie Lee Ivory was playing a game at Air Force that year, and he at that time set a record for most yards rushing in a football game by any player, and it's since been broken. I think Jonathan Taylor owns the record now. But he ran, it was like 358 yards or something like that against Air Force. And Eddie Lee, and so I had to go interview him. Eddie Lee was the funniest interview because he would always answer every question with that's exactly right. Hey, you had 356 yards today, Eddie Lee. That's not good, right, John? We have blah, 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 blah. Eddie Lee, you took the option, and you were running it really with Des Zegger, right? Eddie Lee, the color of the sun is blue. Des Zegger, right, John? No, Eddie, it's not blue. Okay, it's not blue. Great running back, though. Oh, man, could he play. Oof. And a really good super dude. Super good dude. All right, quick break. We'll get to Chen and all of your calls ahead here. I'm sorry, I'm just going back in my memory hole. That's all. Happens occasionally. 404-726-0929. I did want to ask Phil about Bama because I think Bama's teetering on the edge of not being in the playoff. You know, if they beat Auburn, a lot of Bama fans say, oh, we're in. I don't think so. I think you guys got to beat Auburn, and then I think you got to get to the SEC championship, and you might have to win that. Well, if we're 10-3 and we lose the NFC, if we lose a championship game, we're automatically in. Maybe. I don't think it's set in stone because I think 8 spots are already called for, and I think 3 spots are about to be called for with a win. That's going to leave 1 spot. That's a lot of hoping and a lot of hoping. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. I love spirited debate. I really do. And you guys and gals really keep me on my toes. Falcons and Jets coming up on Sunday. That's a 1 o'clock kick in New York. Boy, what's the weather going to be? Hey, what's the weather going to be like in New York on Sunday? It could be kind of gnarly, couldn't it? I mean, it's going to be 12 inches of snow Saturday in Chicago. And that system moves east, as they tend to do. I don't know. Could you do me a favor? Could you look up the, Noel, the weather in New York City for 1 o'clock on Sunday? New York City. And then if the Falcons are going to go anywhere, you know, they're going to have to win the division, and that means probably winning out. And that would be beating the Jets this week, then winning at home against the Seahawks, going on the road beating the Bucs, going on the road beating the Cardinals, coming home to beat the Rams, who, by the way, are not just the number one seed right now, but the Rams are going to be highly motivated in that game to keep the number one seed in the bye, and then beating the Swampers again. So that's Jets, Seahawks, Bucs, Cards, Rams, Swampers. Yeah, a couple of those, Jets and Swampers, you would go, okay, we can win those. You tell me we're going to sweep the Seahawks, the Bucs, the Cards, and the Rams? Pretty tall order. And then, yes, what do we do for a quarterback next year? If Penix can't go and he's out for the beginning of the year and some, and even if he comes back at the beginning of the year, he's going to have to get back into playing shape. He's going to have to be coached up right. You know, so, I mean, it's going to take a while. They're going to have a quarterback. Does that mean that we're going to have Broke Down Liar again as quarterback next year? Who's going to be the head coach? Who's going to be the offensive coordinator? I mean, a lot in flux here. It's like almost the worst thing that could happen is that you get this shine that it's going to work with a Broke Down Liar, and they do go 4-2 down the stretch. They beat the Jets. They beat the Swampers. They go on the road, beat Arizona. They somehow fashion a win against the Seahawks or Bucks, something or that. And suddenly they're 8-9, and you're going, yeah, we were really close. You know, we lost 4 games by, you know, a kick, a field goal. We got a kicker now in Zane Gonzalez. You know, we could have been a 12-win team. We're going to stay with this. Guys, that could happen. That could happen because the list of free agent quarterbacks out there is bleh. There's nothing. If Penix can't go and you're not keeping Cousins, you got Joe Flacco. You don't have a first-round pick, so you can't draft a quarterback until the second round, and you really don't want to waste a second-round pick on a quarterback. What are you looking at? Do you know the list of free agent quarterbacks? Because if you don't, go look at it. It's ugly, okay? Ugly. Had a Bama fan send me a DM here. I don't respond to DMs often, but my DMs are open. I will spare you the first line where he calls me names. colorfully, I'm an idiot colorfully, if you can imagine that. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you. Thanks for that. Saying that Bama is not in. If they beat, if Bama beats Auburn, they're in. I don't know that they are. OK, okay? Again, guys, seven teams are currently in. Definitely in, okay? Ohio State is in, regardless of win or lose. These are the seven teams that are already in of the 12. Ohio State's in, Indiana's in, Texas A&M is in, Georgia is in, okay? Now, there are three others that are in. That's four. The ACC champion is in, the Big 12 champion is in, and the Group of Five champion, whatever team that works out to be, James Madison, North Texas, whatever. That's seven. Ohio State, Indiana, 2, A&M, 3, Georgia, 4, ACC champ, 5, Big 12 champ, 6, Group of Five champ, 7. Seven of the 12 spots are done. Three more are winning in. Oregon wins, they're in if they beat Washington. Ole Miss beats Mississippi State, they're in. Notre Dame beats Stanford, good chance of that, they're in. That means Oregon, Ole Miss, and Notre Dame, three more win, they're in this week. That's 10 of the 12. Then you have Texas Tech. If Texas Tech wins, they're likely in. The only reason you can't say 100% is because there's only going to be one team from the Big 12. So if they're 11-1, they're likely in. But if they were to go to the Big 12 title game and lose to BYU, then they may not be, okay? Abe Gordon doesn't want to hear this, but Texas Tech is sort of like, yeah, we got to win the Big 12 title game to get in. So you got 10 in with Texas Tech controlling its own destiny, okay? Alabama does not control its own destiny. If Alabama were to win the game against Auburn, and they're favored, and go to the SEC title game against A&M and lose, they'd be 10-3. You could have a 10-2 Oklahoma team. Now think about this. Let's say Texas Tech is in. You got one spot left. Oklahoma at 10-2, Alabama at 10-3, Miami at 10-2, Vanderbilt at 10-2, coming off a win over Tennessee. Michigan at 10-2, coming off a win over the number one team in the nation. Is Alabama in at 10-3, having lost the SEC title game? My answer to you is no, I don't think so. Oklahoma's ahead of them. Michigan may vault ahead of them. They just beat Ohio State. Vanderbilt might be ahead of them. So there's no guarantee. I think Alabama's path to getting into this playoff is dependent upon them beating Auburn and winning the SEC title game. It's just the committee's going to have such a tough choice. They could be down to five or six teams that are absolutely worthy of the final spot. And they're going to have to make a choice. And there are going to be a couple of teams that are bloody mad. If 10-2 Michigan, Michigan's 10-2 and just beat Ohio State, they get left out. Think Michigan fans are going to be mad? Yeah. You know, Vanderbilt beats Tennessee to go 10-2. You think Vanderbilt fans are going to be mad? Yep. ACC only gets one team in and Miami's 10-2 and Miami's left out? Yep. You're going to take a 10-3 Alabama team over a 10-2 Oklahoma team that just beat Alabama?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Best you control your own destiny. For Alabama, make sure that there's no doubt about it, no debate. Beat Auburn, win the SEC title game, you're good. 404-726-0929, let's go to Chen. Chen is on with John, 404. Chen, I got to do it slower for the folks in Ackworth. 404-726-0929. Hey, Chen.
Hey, John. Love your show. Two things, well, before I start talking. Number one, to everybody, happy Thanksgiving. It's not about what's on the table, but who's around it. And if you find yourself alone, realize no company is sometimes better than bad company. And second, John, no matter where you move to, I don't care where you went to school. I don't care where you grew up. You're still a Southerner. You're one of us. So.
Oh, no, I'm coming back. It's just a matter of when, you know, I mean,
yeah.
I you know, God called us to take care of our elderly and aging parents. And so what we had to do is what we had to do in life. And,
no.
Yeah, but I'm coming back. I mean, I moved to Atlanta 50 years ago. I went to high school in Lithonia. I mean,
No, that's very commendable. But there's a Taiwanese phrase that's and I'm going to teach you this phrase. It's bo si bo wa. And it means not dead, not alive. And that's where the Falcons are. We're not cratered out, so we start rebuilding. But we have the sunk cost fallacy of like, we're really close. We're getting close. I know this is mediocre, but we're really close. And I think that's where we are perpetually, right?
Mm-hmm.
With respect
to, by the way, have been for 8 years. We're just not enough suck.
Yep. Yeah, and we're not enough good, right?
Right.
We're not in the money to give Arthur Blank the playoff money. And we're not bad enough where we're drafting the top 10 getting a franchise quarterback.
He doesn't need the playoff money.
He's not clipping coupons on a Sunday night to get 50% off.
I mean, the man's worth like $12 billion. I don't think he needs playoff money.
Yeah. I think somewhere over the summer when we rehab Penix, you know, obviously I think everybody sees that his quarterback knowledge or his skill craft isn't up to speed. And one of the things that I think we should maybe take a look at is going out and seeing either one of these two guys that everybody in the NFL kind of considers are gurus but aren't on the team, George Whitfield and Jordan Palmer, right? Both of them kind of coach up players to say, okay, let's just talk about this. Let's talk about mechanics. Let's talk about, you know, foot positioning. Let's talk about all these other things. And Jordan Palmer is now getting into, you know, psychology, player psychology, sports psychology. And you know that Raheem bumped into George Whitfield when he was in Los Angeles and Whitfield works out of San Diego. So we need to bring those guys in to help Penix develop that skill craft. Maybe we should go look at Tom House. You know, like, I think if you and I are the certain age, you remember that upper deck card where Nolan Ryan is throwing a football. And Nolan Ryan said, like, I had no idea I could generate power this way, and this is all from Tom House. The other thing I think is,
who of course is probably more famous for catching Aaron 715th.
Yeah. The other thing that I think we need to do, and I know it pains me, we should really be shopping Kyle Pitts around. I'm all in on Pitts.
Hang on, stop. We can't. We can't shop him around.
How so?
Let's stop. I had this. Somebody sent me a shot on X this week and said, hey. I'm like, what do you do at quarterback? Well, let's trade for Stetson Bennett. And I'm like, we can't. With what? And he said, Kyle Pitts, we can't shop Kyle Pitts. He's a free agent.
I think it's not necessarily getting a quarterback. I think Penix was good for Kyle. I think somewhere along the way, Penix pulled him aside and said, as long as I'm QB, you will be given a fair chance. Because I think Kyle mentally checked out. But I think now, as the season has progressed, and Kyle says, like, well, the guy who I have a personal relationship with, a guy that I trusted, that no matter what happened was going to happen in the year, I'm going to try to give him as much of my effort as possible, is now out.
Yeah,
and then now that he's out.
Are you willing to pay Kyle Pitts a whole bunch of money to stay?
No, and that's the thing, is that we're not going to have a whole bunch of money. But the thing is,
we actually could. I mean, if you cut Kirk Cousins post June 1, you're going to have $32.5 million.
I think as much as that's odious, you know, there is that chance of getting stronger and stronger. I think if we were to look at Kyle Pitts and say, hey, Kansas City, we got your Travis Kelce problem, or hey, Baltimore, Mark Andrews is getting up there.
You can't trade him.
When you say can't, are you talking about contractual, or you don't think you're going to get value?
No, contractually, he's a free agent. The only way you could trade him is to sign him to a new deal and trade him with that new deal next March.
Yeah.
Don't know that anybody wants to take on a contract that he's going to want. So he's untradeable.
I think right now, I think just as you and I have talked about this many times, right, there is a very strong threat that he's going to go someplace and explode.
Oh, that's possible. I mean, he's going to have to work on his hands. But, yes, I mean, did we possibly – yes, Chen, that's absolutely – if he gets in the right quarterback in the right – if he goes to, you know, Kansas City because Kelce, you know, retires and signs as a free agent to play with Patrick Mahomes, could he explode? Sure. And all all that will say to you is, again, this is a failure of the right coaches to use him in the right way. That's all.
And that's exactly it. I don't think it's his hands. I think it's where his head at. I think we've killed his motivation, but I think somewhere else he's going to thrive.
Yeah, well, he's
and right now,
not bringing.
But
him back.
if we sign him and just say, look, it is what it is, right?
No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to pay him that kind of money. Somebody else is going to have to take that risk.
We're just
not going to do it.
And I'm pretty sure somebody else will take that risk. Right? Baltimore with Mark Andrews.
There are going to be multiple teams that bid on him as a free agent.
Right. Multiple. But are you better off with 50% of something or 100% of nothing?
You're not bringing him back, Chen. Walk away.
We're not, but that's what I'm saying. We have no intentions of bringing him back. We have the intention of signing him to be under control, to be a tradable asset.
No, because, again, when you're not getting into a bidding war for Kyle Pitts. You have other issues.
You need a number two wide receiver. There's a lot of other issues.
Yes, and that's not one of them.
But I think Pitts could be someone that we have value.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it, Chen. My answer, I'm just giving you my answer. My answer is no. I mean, yeah, of course he will. But you need a number two. I'd rather have George Pickens. If we're going to spend that kind of money, I'd rather – George Pickens and Kyle Pitts will get the same kind of money, okay? I'd rather have George Pickens, okay? We need a number two wide receiver. You know? Not show up sometimes, show up not, Darnell Mooney. We need a legit guy to run alongside Drake, okay? And for tight ends, look, I think Charlie Warner has done a really good job. I think that you need – if you're gonna go with the whole, hey, listen, let's get a veteran in until Penix is ready thing – you know, if McGarry comes back and is healthy, that's another thing here. You need another tight end. You need blocking tight ends. Charlie Warner works fine. He's going to be all you need is a possession catching blocking tight end. You don't need a stretch tight end if you go get a number two wide receiver. Okay. One of the things Penix has not had is he hasn't had his Roma Dunze. He hasn't had a guy that could take the top off of defense. That was Mooney, but he was injured most of the time. And the other time when Penix would throw it to him, he dropped the ball. He couldn't hold on. That's why when he caught the pass from Cousins, I'm like, oh, he can still catch. Cool. All right, quick break, top of the hour, taking you to a triple header of NFL action, Packers, Lions, Chiefs, Cowboys, Bengals, Ravens, all ahead on this Thanksgiving Day Live right here on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.